Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Can credit cards reduce crime? Vulcan Topali, associate professor of criminal justice at Georgia State University, suggests that shifting public assistance funds from cash to credit cards may just have that effect.
Recently, our research team, made up of criminologists and economists, released a study we believe helps explain why crime in the U.S. has declined over the last two decades. Most criminals commit crimes to get cash to bankroll their illicit activities, especially drug use. For obvious reasons, neighborhood drug dealers don't accept credit cards, so on the streets, cash is king. But cash is becoming less and less important as our society moves to an increasingly digital economy. Our prediction was that as cash use waned, predatory street crime would also decline. Much cash on the streets comes from welfare and food assistance programs that used to pay people with checks. When the checks came, many cashed them at check cashing stores and kept the money with them, making them attractive targets for theft, robbery, and burglary. That all changed in the mid-90s when the federal government required states to replace checks with an electronic benefits transfer system, or EBT for short, that delivers benefits on debit cards. We looked at crime data before and after EBT implementation to find out how removing cash via these debit cards affected crime. We found that removing cash by going digital reduced overall crime by 9.8%, even when we accounted for things like new crime-fighting technologies or patterns in the larger economy. Why is this important? In the 1980s, 80% of financial transactions used cash. Today, it's less than half. Credit and debit cards, PayPal, Square, and Google Wallet have all started to crowd out cash everywhere, so predatory street crime should continue to drop. But this does not mean an end to lawbreaking. As more and more financial transactions are conducted online, we expect to see a dramatic increase in cybercrime carried out by those who know how to exploit new criminal opportunities made available through new technology.
That was Vulcan Topali of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.